working at the Reno Club, her bass, she kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann, Parker, Prez, and Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2010 to celebrate the birthdays of composer Dave Grusin and vocalist Lena Horne. Dr. Pearl offers up some sage advice, and we salute the midterm elections with a new version of Miss Horne's hit song, Summertime. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
Good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
Look at this house. You all are looking quite nice. Thanks for joining in tonight.
I know. You know, I saw something on TV the other day. It's a product that makes women's butts bigger.
Yeah, I call it food.
Blows me away that there's a product that a woman would want.
That's what I'm wearing tonight. Thank you all. It's working. You know, we are celebrating some great music tonight and some wonderful people, Miss Lena Horne, David Grusin, and I just love the television connection because I was a huge Sanford and Son fan, and so I always loved the horn. There you go, the horn, and, you know, and she finally made it on the show. And then with Dave Grusin in the same theme, he also had a show, you know, did one of the theme music for
which
the show.
One?
He did the Just Looking Out of a Window, Watching the Asphalt Grow.
Dynamite!
Yes, he did. He wrote the music for that actual bit. So we've got two wonderful people to celebrate. And, you know, I have to tell you, not only did he do that, but as a composer, it was tough to get into a movie theater without seeing his name.
Why? Was it on a box of candy? You know, I remember Goobers, but not Grusins.
No, we had no Grusinettes, but he composed the music for some wonderful, great movies. The Fabulous Baker Boys, On Golden Pond, Goonies.
Oh, Goonies. Yeah, that's it. Those chewy little things that get stuck to your teeth.
No, darling, you're thinking of juju beads.
Hey, let's not bring religion into this.
Okay, it's going to take some praying to get me out of here. Nedra, help.
I'm right here.
Thank you. Well, Pearl, how about a cold porter tune recorded by this week's featured artist, Lena Horne?
Yes.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face. It's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile. So it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Do you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, then it's all right. Thank you. There's someone I'm trying hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips. It is some night you're free, and it's all right, it's all right, it's all right with me.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of singer and actress Lena Horne. Born in Brooklyn and raised by her grandparents in Georgia, Lena joined the chorus at the Cotton Club when she was 16. She became a nightclub star working New York's prestigious Cafe Society and other rooms around the world for more than 60 years, from the 1930s to the 1990s. During that time, she won 3 Grammys, including a Lifetime Achievement Award in 1989.
Lena appeared in 16 feature films, including Cabin in the Sky and Stormy Weather. She was nominated for a Tony for her performance in the Calypso musical Jamaica and won that award in 1981 for her one-woman show, Lena Horne, The Lady and Her Music. Her final live performance took place at Carnegie Hall in 1994, but Lena continued to record until 2000.
As a champion of civil rights causes her entire life, the lovely Lena Horne left us in May of this year. But her music lives on tonight as we celebrate her birthday with our own lovely vocalist, Nedra Dixon. Hello, Nedra.
Hi, Pearl.
And thank you for that last number.
Well, thank you.
Now, we're going to talk about someone we both love.
Lena Horne.
Now, first question right off the bat. She started quite early at the age of 16.
16. She should have been 18 when she was hired at the Cotton Club, but her mother was a very pushy stage mother. And so
imagine.
She was one of the tall, tan, and terrific girls of the Cotton Club at 16.
And from there, she broke out because of her singing?
Well, because of her, not
mother?
So much her singing, later on her singing, but in her early years, of course, she was an exquisitely beautiful woman. And at the time in this country, she was a fair-skinned woman with what we'll label exotic features. So it was questionable when you looked at her to wonder whether she was mulatto, race mixed race, or black, or white. And her looks were closer to what the general
public
could accept at the time.
Now, I understand when she auditioned at MGM, mm-hmm. her first run on film, she was so fair-skinned that they had to give her darker makeup.
Max Factor created a makeup for her, Dark Egyptian.
Dark Egyptian, okay,
yes,
had her own line that early
on. Her own line for her. Her years at MGM, she had many years at MGM. She was the first contract black to be signed to a long-term contract with the motion picture studio. But because of the time and because she was hired solely to be sort of a gilded lily, she was never featured in a role in a film. And they would hire her to come out and sing one number in a beautiful spotlight, and she couldn't sing with her mouth open too widely because that would have been too ethnic. And it was easy for them to edit her out in Southern, if they were showing a movie in Southern states.
Which is very sad and unfortunate for the folks in the South, I would have to say.
I would say they
missed. I also understand because of that, she became very active or was always active.
She was always, she was very active in the civil rights movement. And she wasn't a firebrand, but she was always staunchly supportive of black activism. She really, really did not like playing for segregated audiences. And of course,
and
in the Cotton
Club,
there were segregated audiences.
Yes.
Blacks were not allowed to come in
and
Cafe
watch,
Society,
but only perform. Now, I'm going to ask you to perform for a lovely audience here of mixed, all kinds of folks, actually, as I look out about the room. But
yes.
I'm happy to have you here, Nedra and Joe. I would like for you to take us all to the movies with a medley of Lena's MGM classic songs.
Would love to do that.
Thank you.
Short intro. be big and strong. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him a Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him.
Now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sound advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah Montel and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your wretched, loveless existence, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, this first letter comes from Tipper in Tennessee. She writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I've decided to get a divorce from that internet-forming, global-warming, no-bedroom-performing husband of mine. Apparently, he's been fooling around with someone named Lori. I was hoping it wasn't that TV doctor, because I really like House. Now, Dr. Pearl, what makes a man so inconveniently uncouth?"
Oh, good gracious, Tipper. It would take me a while to explain all the things that makes a man inconveniently uncouth. But I do have a scenario that could help you out and get you to move on. To live your life because, you know, a new day has dawned for you. So let me explain it like this. Your marriage seemed happy with your dull and boring pal until you heard him tell some other chick, "Well, you can call me Al." You had him, Tipper. It's time to share the gift. Face it, girl, every woman wants a man who's stiff.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
He left you for some filly.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Guys always act so silly.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Guess he learned it from Slick Willie. You need to get Hillary a call.
All right, Dr. Pearl, this next letter is from Serena in London. She writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I like to wear outfits that show off my assets. Unfortunately, I'm in an occupation where I bend over a lot. Now my asset is on every sports page in the world. Even my sister called me a ball buster. I just want some love, Dr. Pearl. Can you help me?"
Well, Serena, I've seen some of the outfits you have been wearing, and really, darling, it doesn't look like it's made for the tennis courts. For darker clubs, I would say. But you have the body. You have the game. And it is worth watching. So I will help you out with this information you need. Your fans are watching, cause you're a tennis cutie. Even with the backhand, they all came to see your booty. Get a bigger thong or something from up above. You won't get this attention when you're 40, love.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Honey, show a little class.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
When you play that game on grass.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
We don't want to see your posterior, your behind. Y'all all know what I mean.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
So if you've got relationship problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song. You know, Dr. Pearl, that's one lady that does not need any help
in the booty department. No.
That product is not for her.
Or it's working well for her.
No, maybe it is. Maybe she's the spokesman. Y'all stay close. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
We're back on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Along with the lovely Lena Horne, we celebrate the birthday this week of pianist and composer Dave Grusin. Born in Littleton, Colorado, Dave graduated from the University of Colorado College of Music. His first break came as musical director for The Andy Williams Show. Grusin went on to write scores of themes and songs for many hit TV shows, including It Takes a Thief, Beretta, Maud, Wild Wild West, and St. Elsewhere.
As a performer and recording artist, Grusin was at the forefront of the jazz fusion movement with albums like Discovered Again and Mountain Dance, featuring many of his own compositions. He arranged tributes to jazz greats George Gershwin and Duke Ellington, and collaborated with artists from Billy Joel to James Taylor. In 1978, he co-founded GRP Records.
Grusin won an Oscar for composing the score of Robert Redford's the critically acclaimed film, The Milagro Beanfield War. He was nominated for his other scores, including On Golden Pond, The Fabulous Baker Boys. Grusin's compositions are featured in The Graduate, Tootsie, and Goonies.
And we're going to celebrate the music of Dave Grusin with our very own musical director, piano virtuoso, Mr. Joe Cartwright. Joe, we're talking about Dave Grusin, a man of many hats.
That's
and
right,
I'm not lying.
Okay, so we can start with...
Composer.
Composer, good. That'd be a good place to start. Jazz pianist.
Yes, I'll take overall genius musician for 200.
Okay. Also, record label executive, producer.
Yeah, yeah. He founded GRP, is that right?
That's correct. In 1978, he founded GRP Records and has managed to hold that label up to some of the highest standards in the industry.
You know, Sidney Pollack worked with him on 9 different projects and actually said of Grusin, he can do anything and he has done everything.
That'd be a good way to describe Grusin's music. My favorite thing about Dave Grusin is he has such great taste in all the music that he does, and the music that he produces has some wonderful high production values. So should we get into some music?
I would love it. I would love it. The crowd is calling for it. So Joe, what musical treasure do we have for everybody?
All right. Anybody hear of the movie Hatari? Yeah. Starring Red Buttons, John Wayne. Henry Mancini wrote the music to that, and Dave Grusin did a tribute to Mancini's CD, which is one of my favorites. So here's Grusin's version of a theme from Hatari. Thank you.
Public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the U.S. soccer team had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Stan McChrystal's something. I mean, that guy's a paradox. They fired General McChrystal because he's such a chatterbox. If you wonder why he did it, don't miss his new show on Fox.
Tony Hayward went sailing in a yacht that's really sleek. The CEO of BP sailed a yacht that's really sleek. You know, I heard a seagull poked a hole in it. Let's see him plug that leak.
The World Cup of Soccer, it ain't the Super Bowl. I ate three bags of pretzels before someone scored a goal.
When will we ever elect people who have some clues?
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News. All right,
y'all, here's Joe Tyrone and Mike with a Dave Grusin standard recorded on his album, The Gershwin Connection. I loves you, Porgy.
Like jazz, you talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough. Like jazz, yeah, jazz.
If you like jazz like I like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases.
To hear what's going on, we go to David Bassey. David, what's going on in the world of jazz?
Some great CDs, some great downloads, Pete. Some cool things folks can buy in jazz. Ehud Eshray, Modern Life, a new CD featuring saxophonist Harry Allen, who was our guest a few weeks ago. Yeah. David Glazer, Evolution, Dave on the alto with John Nigris at the piano, Jeff Campbell bass, and Rich Thompson on the drums, and Spiral from Dr. Lonnie Smith. Oh, a swinging CD. Lots of cool stuff. You know, next week right here on our stage, one of the greats of Kansas City jazz, a guy who's played with Jay McShann, played with all the wonderful cats. Luke Monhamza will be here next week celebrating the life of Billy Eckstein. And Jay's lovely daughter is with us tonight. Say hello. Good to see you. All right, JD. Yeah. And here we go. What about birthdays this week, Pete?
I think we got a couple.
Do you?
I do.
Jay's birthdays?
Yeah, you know, besides David Grusin, Lena Horne, we celebrate the birthday of trumpeter Pete Condoli. With his brother Conti, defined big band trumpet style in the 1940s and 50s. It's a birthday week of pianists Elmo Hope and Andrew Hill. And a happy birthday to jazz great Ahmad Jamal, who is still touring and recording, and was a favorite of Miles Davis because of his use of space and subtlety. Another contemporary jazz artist celebrating a birthday this week, bass player Stanley Clark. We got to start with Chick Corea's band, Return to Forever. A groundbreaking electric bass player, Clark has recorded with guitarists from Al Di Meola to rocker Jeff Beck, along with Jean-Luc Ponty and George Duke. A couple big names in there. Just some of what's happening this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man. Wild jazz, yeah, jazz. woo, wait, 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 boo, baby. Bit it,
All right, we'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Wow, I am blown away by the career of Lena Horne. She did so many wonderful things.
Yeah, you know, did you know she was on the Muppet Show with Miss Piggy?
What did they sing? Hammy Weather?
No, but I do think that Lena and Kermit did a duet from Froggy and Bess.
I'll say worse, you were never much of a Muppet fan, were you?
Does eating bacon and frog legs count?
Ew, go away. Makes me want to bring our band back for a song from David Grusin's soundtrack for the movie The Fabulous Baker Boys. Here's David to sing Making Whoopee.
A robin calls his little mate. She whistles back, and that's a date. They fly through treetops with two or three stops for making whoopee. A parrot is a wise old bird, but he got drunk and thus in turn, while he was dizzy and very busy, he made some whoopee. Think of the joys of skiing in each New Hampshire town. Think of the he-ing and she-ing after the sun goes down. We knew two girlfriends from way up north. They were snowbound till April 4th. One knit a sweater, one did much better. I'm making whoopee.
Looking great on the dance floor. Steve Crabtree on his birthday.
Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture that same sweet love nest. See what a year can bring. Another year and maybe less. What's this I hear? Can't you guess? She's neglected, he's suspected for making whoopee. He's suspected,
Steve's neglected. I'll make it whoopee, yeah. Oh, make it whoopee, yeah. Here's a Gershwin tune that both Lena Horne and Dave Grusin recorded. Here's Nedra to sing How Long Has This Been Going On? Nedra Dixon. You know, it's that time of year again, Nedra. It's summertime, and the living is easy.
Are you kidding me? Have you been watching the political ads on TV, David? Those people give a whole new meaning
to the word stupid.
Oh, man, not to mention the talk show guys. Like, what a pair. Rush Limbaugh and that guy that's either crying or he's screaming all the time.
Uh-huh. I call them Porky and Beck. Now, David, summer or not, I get uneasy watching those clouds.
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Dumber time. And the lion is easy. Republicans keep piling it high. Old Joe Barton says BP shouldn't be paying instead of a shakedown. Why don't we shake up this guy? Haley Barber says, come on down to Mississippi.
Y'all.
Birds with oily wings are his favorite to fry. When the Tea Party flips their favorite bird at you, it's their age, not their IQ. Ask Sarah if she knows why. Dumber time. It comes before all the primaries. All those incumbents got something you wanna buy. Whether Fox News or Comedy Central, I'm grabbing my remote and saying bye-bye. Thank you very much. Let's feature Joe and the band on Dave Grusin's arrangement for his album Two for the Road, a tribute to Henry Mancini. Here's Mr. Lucky. Thank you.
that's our show. Thanks to our special guests and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals, and audio engineer Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from Chris Meck and Brian McCord. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater League. It's dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with a thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Until then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods, because that's where it's always jumpin'.